Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia. What's cracking? What's really good? They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha Makia and Big Dave.
It's kind of about you today, not me. It's about you.
Well, we're just recapping because what I noticed that we're getting a lot of emails where they love to hear about our life, which is pretty neat. And we'll share more of that. But, of course, we got a lot of questions about the surgery. The surgery is getting ready to happen very, very soon, in a few weeks. I'm actually really nervous, but I'm more excited because on the other side of it, we're just going to get my life back. And so we hope that by sharing some of that with you on the podcast and, of course, on our Instagram at Big Dave's Power Half Hour, you'll be able to see that. And then a lot of people were asking, like, do you think that Big Dave would try to show us how to do proper posture after, you know, your surgery, or how you, you know, lose some of that fat? Because, honey, I'm like 400 pounds right now. Okay, she's, maybe 172.5.
Hold on, I'm laughing my ass off over here.
Are you laughing at me?
The biggest, yeah, pretty much, always. The biggest thing is, I think that's a great idea. I think that, yeah. You know, we want to share more of our mm-hmm. intimate things like we talked about off air.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is that for you, I think that a lot of people can relate to you and what you're about to do again, mm-hmm. and this hoping be the last one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we should definitely document your journey.
Yay!
From the start to the finish and post pictures as long as you're comfortable with that. But I
yes,
think that a lot of you guys out there that are listening to us, mm-hmm. Again, we really appreciate it.
We do.
Can relate to that.
Yeah.
And me being one of them, I mean, I've been in your position. I've went through
it
numerous times.
And it's shocking to me.
And you know, and more people that I talk to and yeah. or consult with or, you know, work with and get involved with, mm-hmm. you start to hear that this
some
is just such
stories.
A normal thing.
Really?
You know, lower back issues and sciatica issues and SI issues. And
yeah.
of course, everyone's so scared to have a surgery, or they're like, oh, hell no, you're not. A friend of mine had a surgery and they can't yeah. walk anymore, or something like that. So I think that you being the person you are and being so positive, which you always are,
thanks,
you know,
Steve.
I think we do need to document. And I think it would be a value to the listeners to really see and hear.
I'm excited
and
that
I'm
you
ready
gave
to
the go.
Do it. I'm excited.
I'm excited that you gave the go, man. So that's going to be awesome. We're going to share a lot of that because we don't want you to sit in it. There was a time in my life where I actually sat in it. So we don't want you to sit in it. We want you to know that there is life after pain. So that's what we're talking about today, of course. And not just that, but the New Year's approaching. So many great traditions and so many different things we're getting ready to do. Brother.
I'm excited for this year with the holidays, you know,
yeah.
being with you guys and
of course.
And
new
doing
beginnings.
Our show and getting ready for the new year.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great new year. We're very blessed, very fortunate, and mm-hmm. I'm very blessed, fortunate to be with you guys with this. And again, you know, I keep saying this, but our listeners and the people that
Dude,
that really support us, I can't
amazing.
Thank you enough. I really do. We didn't think it was going to go this way,
and, it
and
did.
Now it is.
Just
and,
a simple conversation
you know,
turns
Victor
into something awesome.
Hiding in his office in his little room with his secret ticket drawer.
And before we walked in here, what did you tell him?
I told him be available because we're going to be screaming out because we need fact checks on things.
Oh,
but,
my God.
But so, we'll talk. So I think yeah. that, you know, it's nice to kind of dwell into another topic and
yeah.
talk about things that people can honestly relate to. Like
especially
we were talking about
the
relationship
holidays.
Stuff with the holidays.
Yeah,
and,
we did.
And, you know, and I think it all kind of does revolve and center like mm-hmm. a nucleus of mm-hmm. of you working out and of your food. And because it does get monotonous
right.
a little bit talking about
yeah.
food prep and working out and water
but
content.
There's so many things that go into
there
food.
There is.
Especially
and,
relationships, like
and,
we were
and,
saying.
And relationships, you know, we were mm-hmm. talking about this the other day and we thought that this would be a kind of a good topic to discuss a little bit
yep.
in the sense of, you know, when you do go through that breakup at holiday, it always seems to be like 10 times worse.
It does.
And then, of course, it's a domino effect of how it affects your eating and how it affects you working out. So they all kind of tie
together.
Just
being motivated.
And Victor will be proud of me how I tied that in.
I saw how you did that, brother. High five.
Because that's him. That's all Victor. Shout out to Victor for helping me bring it together in a nice little circle.
Yeah. So during the holidays, if you are dealing with a breakup and things like that, you want to make sure you try your best to stay on task, which at times it's not easy to stay on task. I can't stand when somebody says, you know what, just calm down and just do what you have to do. It's like, don't tell me to calm the hell down.
I hate when people tell me to calm down.
That's like starting a fire.
You know, there's two things you don't tell me to do.
What?
No, three.
Three?
Okay. You want to piss Big Dave off, there's three things.
Don't
Number
do
one,
it.
Don't tell me maybe. I hate that
Oh,
word.
Maybe?
I'm not four. Hey, can so-and-so sleep over? Maybe. What the hell does that mean?
Well, first of all, why the hell you want to sleep
I
over?
I said when I was four. I didn't say now it's over 40, okay? And if I was single, then, you know, yeah, we have a sleepover. You tell me maybe we're going to blow, okay? That ain't going to happen. Number two.
Okay. Go. What is it? You're making my back hurt.
No, seriously. You don't tell a grown-ass man maybe.
I don't mind. Well,
Number
I'd rather
two,
have a yes or no.
If you say the F word to me, like F off.
I hate that word.
You're going to get dropped.
That's
don't
horrible.
Say that. Especially
yeah.
when a woman tells you that.
Oh, my
like,
God.
That's
F
not
off.
Good. That, yeah, exactly.
It's like we're done.
Yeah. That's
we're done.
We're done. That's like saying I don't like you. That's
oh my
almost
God.
Worse.
Yeah, it's a stab.
Number two.
Yeah.
And then now I can't think of the third because I was laughing at the
Number
first
three,
one.
Calm down.
Calm down, yes. Don't tell me
or
to calm
relax.
Down. Relax. Yeah, calm down. Why don't you relax?
No.
Number one,
I will punch
why don't you
in
relax?
Your
I'm going to make you relax for a while. Okay, how's that sound?
All right, so back to the task, back to the question at hand. Going through the holidays, going through breakups, man.
Maybe.
So is it okay to...
Calm down. Calm down. I tell your ass to calm down.
Why are you red?
Because you got me telling me to relax over here.
Oh, my God. All right. So holidays, and if you're ever going through a breakup, of course, always remember that you are awesome. You are greatness, and that the relationship doesn't define you. But at the end of the day, still emotions come into task. So, I mean, emotions come into play, and there's a lot of up and downs, like you said, when it comes to food and working out. So is it okay to work out? When you're stressed
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but before we do that, I was going to talk to you real quick
but
because you just brought up a really good point in how your situation with the surgery and with you being in such pain, because let me tell you guys, she's in a lot of pain. And for her to be here and do this right now, because she could have pushed this back and we could have waited, and she doesn't even need to be in the studio, but she's
Thanks,
a soldier and the poor thing is in a lot of pain, guys, but she puts a smile on her face. She's always beautiful.
Thanks,
makes me
Steve.
Always so happy and
it's
excited to be
right
here.
There.
But seriously, but think about your situation and the kids and with mom. You're constantly in pain, but yet you want to lose your mind at them sometimes because your patient level is probably literally the size of a toothpick.
Yeah.
So
Some,
that being
well, now,
said,
yeah.
it kind of is funny because your man and your situation, it's like, you know, they understand where you're coming from.
Yeah,
but
kind
your
of.
Patience and you're so quick to snap back because, like, look, you don't know what I'm going through right
yeah.
now. So therefore, please don't take it personal. But look, don't piss me off either.
No,
because my patient level right now is
yeah.
minimum.
Yeah.
So you can relate, and I'm
I
sure
can.
Everyone can relate some way, somehow. It doesn't have to always be a back surgery. It could be
no,
whatever
it could
medical
be
thing or
some
just
type of pain.
Yeah,
in general.
It could be losing your job or, like we talked about, the relationship situation.
Yeah,
and
I see what
so
you did there.
You. Can attest to this more so than anything because
true.
You're living it completely. Excuse me, you're living this right now.
Yeah.
The last what? 6 months, 5 months.
Almost five and a half, six. Yeah, 6 months.
And you have done
Damn,
amazing.
Like that.
You have done amazing. And
Thanks,
I'm not just saying
Steve.
That seriously because you knocked my ass out. But you've
He's
done
crazy.
Amazing. So you shout out to you.
Thanks, D. I think for me, okay, so I guess it kind of does go with everything we're saying because for me, I just try to find an outlet. Of people that kind of feel like me. So I started following a hashtag back surgery.
There you go.
And dude, I started feeling better about things, not because somebody else had it worse than me, but because I was like, I'm not going crazy. I'm not losing my mind. So I think that helps me stay on point
right.
with my Nutrisystem,
and there
to
is,
be honest.
And there is always someone that is worse.
I mean, I didn't think about it like that, Dave.
There is always someone that's worse. Just when you think you're having the worst day, it's like I walk in and see you. I could have a bad day and walk in and see you, and you're like literally barely getting up. But then it's like, look how fun you make everything. And
well, that's because we have a good squad
we
and
do.
We have good
and
energy,
it's always,
all of
it's
us.
Always the support system. And,
yeah,
and I think
and
just like
best.
You were saying, it's like, well, should I still work out? It kind of goes right into your question.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, it won't
Under
hurt
stresses.
Because it's an outlet.
That's
and,
true.
And I think that having that outlet is huge because it does give you something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you don't go as hard as you normally would, or maybe, you know, because you are stressed out or you're a little bit upset, and I don't want to really use the word depressed, but let's be real. It is depressing.
Especially during the holidays.
And we do talk about real stuff here, so let's be honest. You know, that word is okay to say.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could be depressed, but I think that using that and kind of getting those hormones to fire and getting their dopamine to fire, it does help with that depression. It does help to kind of eliminate it a little bit. And let's be real, let's use you again.
Off.
You know, and we're going to keep going back to you here.
Yeah.
You know,
I see what you're saying. That makes so much sense.
If you could come to the gym in the morning and be with all of us, your group, and sit on the bike and it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Think about how much better you'd feel.
When I did, just the attitude, was just happy to be there.
Right. So, you know, granted, right now is not the best time, but just being in that environment makes
mentally,
you kind of forget a little bit about the bullshit you're dealing with.
It does.
So I think that to answer your question, it was a great question. Yes, I think you should try and work out somewhat to try and keep that motivation going.
Yeah.
But don't get hard on yourself when you can't go as hard as you normally would.
Right. Can you hurt yourself if you work out?
Like,
I mean, you said yes, you can, but do you think some people are not focused and they can actually
that's a perfect example is that you may not be as focused and as diligent on your form as you would be because you're kind of upset, you're pissed off, all those factors come in. So you may grab a little bit of weight that you probably shouldn't grab because it's a little bit heavy, but you're angry, you're mad.
That makes sense.
You know, so therefore, just be a little bit careful and just kind of check yourself and just be like, look, this is better than nothing.
Yeah.
So
and
at least
sure
I'm doing something.
Yeah, but even though something bad is happening in your life or something that does not feel good to you, make sure you still take care of yourself. You still got to make sure you don't want to have another issue even after the fact. But you said something. What is dopamine?
Dopamine is the hormone, and we discussed this a little bit.
Why can't I remember that? That's weird.
Ago.
Yeah.
Dopamine is the hormone that's released when you're happy and your endorphins are going crazy. So let's say, for example, if you got a text from someone that you really wanted to hear from, or you got more money than you should have on your paycheck, or your taxes were lower than you should
than you thought
they were going to be. Right.
Hello.
That's a dopamine enhancer. You know, or you may put on a pair of pants that maybe you didn't fit in, or
and
whatever.
Now you got
anything
a goal.
That's a positive thing. You know what? One thing that I will say, and this is one of my happiest things that I say in my day is when I get home and I see my dogs. They always make me happy.
Yeah.
You know, Bear, everyone that knows
me,
Bear is, of course, my favorite. I play favoritism. I'm a big dog and animal person. I love animals. But my dogs are my kids.
And
when I see Bear, I could have the worst day. I'm ready to kill someone.
And it just goes
away.
But
I see Bear and he runs out of the little closet because that's like his little den, hence the bear in a den. Like, he makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Just that little ball of fuzz can make a 285-pound person melt.
And Dave is big.
And it's funny because I saw Tim Tebow's post 2 days ago.
Yeah.
He had to put his dog down, Bronco. And I mention this because he did it socially, which, of course, everybody puts things out social media-wise. But this really hit home because it's like he documented his dog from puppy
All the way. You watched him. Like,
and
it was
his dog
yours.
Was ill, so he did the right thing. He was suffering, but not to get off the case here.
No,
but he did. He put that out there because he's like, look, guys, you know, these things happen, and you know, I lived my life with him, and I had such a good time with him. He lived a fulfilled life, but he's suffering, so now it's time. And I tell you what, it hit me hard.
I had to go through that myself.
So it's like everyone goes through this, and unfortunately, the holidays seem to accentuate it a little bit more.
It does. It's just because I think with the holiday, you have expectations of the holidays, so you're already up there high.
Yes.
And then to go through a breakup or losing a job or somebody that you care about or a friend or not talking to somebody, that just like... It's like you can't breathe.
Right. And that's when that dopamine goes down and the cortisol goes up. And we've discussed that before a little bit.
Boom.
The cortisol is the negative hormone, the stress hormone. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that in you.
No.
You want more dopamine and serotonin in you than you want cortisol. So when you're in a good mood and you're upbeat and you're working out and you got those endorphins going, then your serotonin, dopamine's through the roof. When you're stressed out, money's bad, relationships are bad, you're not following a diet, you're yo-yoing, medical, your situation, your dopamine tends to basically drop down, your cortisol takes over, and that's when you're not in an anabolic state of mind. So the body will have a tendency to hold, and it kind of goes, I'm proud of myself because I'm wrapping this around like I hear Victor on my shoulder right now. I hear Victor on my shoulder like, bring it full circle, D. Bring
it
full circle.
Go ahead, D.
But you see what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, honestly, it does affect everything. And I'm not going to go into the diet stuff because we beat that up, but It does go into the food. It does go into the workout. It does go into the hydration. And everyone out there can relate to this way, somehow.
Because when I'm feeling real good and I'm in the gym 5 days a week and I'm working out an hour and a half a day.
You're hungry. You're eating consistently.
And I'm like, nope, I got to eat this because it feels good. I'm taking care of me. But when I'm feeling real shitty, I'm like, man, give me 7 of those cookies.
The only thing you want to do is cover your face up and watch some stupid-ass show on TV that you Netflix. Would never, ever
Binge.
Watch.
But then it makes a lot of sense. Because
totally
if you're feeling low, you're making bad choices. You're forgetful. Mm-hmm. You're going through so much. But if you're feeling real good about life, you're like, boom, boom, boom.
Your decision processing and making and
it makes
being
a
responsible
lot of damn sense.
Always lacks when you're in that funk. It's the funk.
So just try to push through.
Even 100%.
Even though it feels like when the holidays are here, it feels like it's a long time.
It does. It totally
You know
does.
What I mean?
Right.
When you were a kid,
it seems like
it's
longer than others.
It's so weird. It's almost like you got Turkey Day, and then you get a break, and then Christmas comes, and then New Year's Eve. It just feels like a long curve into the new year.
Right.
So
and as you get older, it's funny because I talk to a lot of people, and they say as you get older, some people say the holidays mean more to them because it's more like family and friends and spending time with those people.
Don't worry
and
about
I completely,
gifts.
Totally
I'm
agree
the same
with
way.
That. Like, I used to be, and I'll call myself out like I always do, is I'm a total materialistic bougie person.
That's how
and,
I was.
And I will, I go crazy at Christmas time for my friends and family.
Yeah.
But I think that now that I'm older and
it's about the time.
You know, it is the time because, you know, you make money, you lose money.
Yeah.
You know, you build your own opportunities.
Mm.
But spending that time just chilling and talking.
Nothing better.
You can't get that back.
Yeah,
and
you can't wrap that up.
You know, it's like when we do this, it's like this, it means so much to me because it is, it's fun for us to do. And, you know, we share that time and hopefully, you know, you feel the same way. It takes a little bit of that 40 minutes away from that pain that you're feeling.
It does.
So I'm a pain reliever is what I am.
You are really. And that's why I'm so stoked about this whole transformation. Like, I'm scared about my surgery. It's like a sandwich. I'm happy, scared, and happy.
Right.
You see that sandwich right there?
Right, right.
But I'm ready to just get this shit moving.
And the thing is that you know you're going to have a rough road. But you have the support system.
Amazingly.
You've got the best people that you can work with that are going to be there to help you.
I have
and
the best
you
squad.
Have to kind of open yourself up to that.
Yeah.
Because that is hard, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because when you say it out loud, you kind of think about it. Like, oh, damn, that is true. Like,
it
I
is.
Remember when I was going through my shit.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, and to this day, I still have back issues. And there's days I wake up that I'm like, I can't even put my damn sock
but
on.
But I look at, really?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you don't discuss it. You just power through it because it is what it is. It's like, I'm not going to sit there and complain about it because, you know what, at the end of the day, I've done what I can to deal with it.
Yeah.
So now it's time to kind of just, I guess, like do the preventatives.
Right.
Like stretch out, sit in hot tubs. You know, as you get older, these little quirks and things that are small when you're young that you did literally get over within a couple days.
Yeah.
Those things turn into months now.
Yeah.
Like for us. Like,
yeah.
And if you're not diligent and take care of it, it makes it way
it
worse.
Makes
and
it
then
harder.
Other things start to come into play because like you're like, for example, we'll use you as an example.
Yeah.
Remember you were walking a little bit odd because you were offsetting your back. So then your hips started hurting on the other side.
Yeah.
So people can relate to that because like, damn, man. Yeah.
It was all robotic.
My one side is hurting, but now my other side's hurting even worse because I'm offsetting the pain to try and sit down a certain way.
That is messing something else
exactly,
up.
Exactly. So, you know, again, it's one of those things that you get it taken care of, you deal with it, you power through it, and then we're going to talk about it, and we're going to look back and be like, damn, man, remember you couldn't even move.
Oh, my gosh.
And then now we're going to
show you
look
that
at Tosh
too.
And look at the difference.
Gosh.
And again, it's not going to be easy,
but
we're going to power you through it, we're going to support you, and we're going to do this the right way.
And I'll say, for the first time in my life, besides my family being beyond supportive, my mom, my daughter, my kids, beyond, it's so great to have you guys here at work where it's family, where I know that I'm going to be good.
And
if you
dropping.
Happen to...
We're going
to
be right there with
Victor,
you.
Dave,
right.
Roll, everybody just being so supportive, especially during the holiday season. And if you happen to be listening and you don't have that support system, I highly recommend, like I did, I started following hashtags that have to do with my health. And you kind of feel like you're not alone.
Right.
And that kind of helps out too. And of
Hence
course,
why
our
we
podcast,
do what we do.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
We're trying to reach an audience that is not... maybe like privy to the knowledge base that we're trying to give, or they don't know where to start, or they don't know what to do because they hear so many different, you know, inputs and different suggestions. So that's what we're here to do is basically understand that we get it. We
understand.
We can relate.
And see, it's crazy because you're such an inspiration. First of all, just be my friend outside of this, but it's funny how we all met, and that's another conversation for a different podcast, but just knowing that Dave deals with his pain on a daily doesn't mention as much, doesn't mean that you're weak, doesn't mean that you're strong, and you see his photos on our Instagram page, and on our.com. It's just like, brother, well, it's going to be more.
We got more coming.
You're inspiring just to know that, wow, I didn't know you dealt with that type of level.
And like I said, it goes right back at you guys. It's like, you know, knowing that we have this and coming in and doing this, it makes me push harder in the gym. And, you know, because we are somewhat, you know, we're normal. We're just normal people.
Yeah, and we show you that.
You know, and I've just happened to do what I do and got to the point where I'm at. But everyone has to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And just because you fail, hey, I would almost rather fail numerous times and figure out how to do it the right way than do it and then fail like later on, because it's that much harder to figure it out as we're older.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I hope that makes sense. It kind of was weird to say, but, you know, I guess my point is that, you know, and I always say you have to crawl before you walk.
Mm-hmm.
But when you fall at our age now, it doesn't work as well as it used to.
It's not like it used to be. You get up and go.
And no one's usually there to help pick you up. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that we're here for that. We're here to kind of talk about everyday things that you can relate to.
That's right.
That we've been through and we've gotten over, and help you get through it in a better way and take our life examples and faults and blunders
and learn
from it.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
Sure.
And give us suggestions. Give us suggestions of what you've done.
We want to hear all of that,
for sure. And maybe we can add a little insight, and you can teach us, because that's one thing about us is that we're a sponge.
We're open.
We're open. We're not, mm-hmm. trust me, just because I do what I do and Tosh does what she does.
Nope, we're open.
We are always open for suggestions, and I always love hearing, you know, hey, can you talk about this? Or, you know, I tried this workout. Like, I tell my clients all the time, it's like, if you guys have something that you guys want to try, or you've read or you've seen online or
and
a
you
book,
want to hear it discussed, let
me know, and I'll tell you, look, I think this is going to be great for you to do. Let's do it and roll with it.
Yeah.
Or this is stupid. It's not going to really give you any good
results. We're
going to
give you the facts.
Exactly.
And that's one thing I got to say about our podcast, you know, and I say this with love, of course. I always say, and Victor laughs at me, our boss, because I always mean things with love. But one thing about our podcast, we give you our real life. As you can see, you're growing with us if you listen to the very first one to now. And we're not boring. We really give you true life stuff.
I don't know.
Stuff.
The first one or two, I was boring. I sound like garbage.
On that note, it is now time for Big Dave's Fast Five. Okay, are you ready?
I still sound like garbage. And you guys can say that's okay.
No, you don't. Whatever.
I like the feedback. You're the garbage guy.
You're crazy. Number one, when it comes to working out, should I do cardio first or weight training first?
Warm up with cardio 5 to 10, 15 minutes, and then finish with weight training, and then finish with your cardio.
Like a sandwich.
100%. Like your sandwich, you said.
Like my sandwich.
Very good example.
Sounds pretty
good. So, yeah, always cardio to warm up, stretch out, do your workout, then finish up with stretch, and then cardio to finish your workout, especially if you're trying to lose that body fat, lose that weight, jumpstart that metabolism. Always finish with cardio. If you don't have time to do the cardio, then either do it later in the day and or first thing in the morning.
Can you do something at home maybe? Like a million jumping jacks,
things like that.
That sounds good.
I mean, don't walk outside now in Denver.
I wish. You know,
Denver is freezing.
Bro, it's cold as damn hell. Number two, do you have to take dietary supplements in order to achieve your fitness goals?
No, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, that's a really good question. And I will say that wholeheartedly, no. And I would hope that my peers in the industry would agree. There are a lot of people that do think that relying on supplements is the key.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, I've been there, done that too.
Yeah.
And you know, they're easy to rely on, especially when it comes to food and as a meal replacement or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a supplement is a supplement to your daily diet.
Uh-huh.
So when you look at it that way, the only really supplements that you should have in your diet on a daily basis that you should rely on are going to be like a multivitamin, a probiotic, a digestive enzyme, maybe like an essential fatty acid, like a CLA or an EFA. Those are kind of your core ones
they
that you don't want to get away from, because it helps your body naturally with your natural levels.
Yeah.
Anything there after that is going to be a supplement to what you're trying to do, whether you're trying to lose weight with thermogenics, you're trying to gain weight with more gainers. Mm-hmm. So to answer the question, no.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
But it's good to have those essentials.
When you go that next level, yes. 100%.
Okay. I can't wait. I'm going to tell you, I cannot wait to find great new supplements that are going to help me get to my goal.
Right.
And it's not a cheat sheet. It's
no,
just help.
It's not. And you know what? That's something we're going to discuss later on with Tasha's experiences is what supplements she's going to utilize, and by changing them up so her body doesn't adapt to them. And you guys will be along for that journey. 100%.
All under your care. Yep. And we're going to show you a before after.
100%. I mean, we're going to document all the journey. Yeah.
I'm so stoked about that.
A
little nervous, but I'm stoked.
Ready. You're good.
Brother, I'm going to look like a damn Pillsbury.
To start, but then you're going to be in that thong with them high heels on.
That's right.
You have that wife beater and the thong on.
Number three, what's the difference between weight machines and free weights?
What's the difference between weight machines and free weights? Okay, so
that's different.
Great question. Did you come up with these?
No.
Really?
These are emails.
Okay.
These
nice.
Are our
well, thank
emails.
You for the
Big
email.
Days, power, half
I was
going to
say,
email.
You
com.
Did good with that.
Thanks.
Anyway, weight machines, free weight. Well, as everybody knows, a free weight machine is going to be something that you have to load yourself with a plate and or a barbell.
Gotcha.
So a free weight, like a 45-pound, 25-pound, 10-pound.
10, 5, okay.
When you sit into a machine and or get into a machine, usually it's either pin-loaded or you click it over like at Crunch, Greenwood Village.
Yeah.
Shout out to Crunch.
What up, Crunch?
We have a click-loaded system where it's very simple. You just basically push the lever to the side.
Super easy.
And it changes the weight for you.
Yeah.
So both are very, very, very easy to use if you know how to use them. Your form is going to be a little bit more set in a machine because...
Like proper.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So when you get in the machine, it's pretty much fixed. So therefore, when you're pushing it up over your head, pushing, pulling, whatever, it's fixated.
That's
so,
why Dr. Mobley wanted me to
use
machines.
Sure. So a lot of doctors, a lot of rehab, stuff like that. Now...
Yeah.
Don't get that twisted by free weight not being just as good.
Mm-hmm.
Free weight, you have to be a little bit more diligent with and with your form because, again, you're putting the weight on.
Yeah.
So you're kind of guesstimating what form you're going
to
utilize.
So
dumbbells
proper.
Would be more of a free weight because, you know, it's not a fixated thing. You're doing it individually with right arm, left leg, shoulder, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the benefits of both are going to be the same. It's just a form issue. What you feel more comfortable in. Now, you should... be able to do both from a form standpoint because what I do with my clients is like, let's say if they're going to squat to learn how to squat, I will give most of my clients dumbbells and a bench to learn how to squat to basically sit on the bench so their range of motion is good. They're not going past 90 degrees.
Me.
So their knees, lower back, you know, neck is not bothering them.
That makes
Once
sense.
They feel comfortable in that dumbbell squat bench, then I put them in a rack, but there is no bench behind them. Now they have a bar across their chest and or behind their back.
So balance is
so
a big
exactly,
deal.
Exactly. So once they feel comfortable
being
with the dumbbells, then we'll move them over. And sometimes you don't move them over if they're comfortable getting the results from the dumbbells. That's just as good as the barbell.
So you get
it's really a personal, it's really more of a personal situation.
Yeah.
And some trainers love free weight. Some trainers love machines.
I love free weights,
it's
too.
Just really, I think integrating both of them is going to be the best.
Yeah.
I think so.
See, I want a butt that's sitting on my back. I want it to be a table, Dave.
And that's the thing is
like
a lot of people will say there's no way to get an ass like that unless you squat.
Because I got the SpongeBob right now.
And whatever. You got the rectangular ass with feet.
I got the box, brother.
But unless, and I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
You know, I do think that squatting... But there's no reason why you can't do goblet squats, dumbbell squats, kettlebell squats. They still offset the barbell squat just as good.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all individualized. Mm-hmm. Lower back, knees, all those come into play.
Okay. That sounds really, really good. Balance is everything. Number four, how do you figure out your target heart rate? That's coming from Mindy.
That's a good question. So
there
are a lot of apps. And I recommend using an app because it's simple and easy. Whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can just basically type in heart rate monitor or heart rate. Pretty much no one uses the old formula that it used to be where you basically type in your age and then your VO2 max and then you calculate your number, your heart rate comes out.
You got to do math.
You do have to do math. But now with all your Fitbits and your iWatch and your Galaxy watches and all of them.
I love my iWatch.
They literally will calculate that for you. And a lot of your machines will have the heart rate monitor on.
Oh, like when you're doing cardio.
Yeah, so, and I mean, they're pretty...
Well, you got to hold on.
Yeah, you
got to
hold on for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
Then it calculates your blood pressure, it calculates your heart rate. So, you know, basically the old school formula is always good, but you know what? Use your phone, download an app. It's simple and easy.
And it's right there.
It's right there.
And you think it's pretty much accurate?
I do think it's accurate.
Because sometimes I
think depending on
what
you put into it.
My Apple Watch be lying to me. I'm like,
seriously? Apple Watch is pretty accurate because it goes by heart rate and it also goes by circulation too. So that monitoring system on the Galaxy Watch and or iWatch or Fitbit work really well.
Maybe my watch is a little too loose. I'm going to tighten it.
Could be old.
No, it's new.
Maybe you need the new one.
Maybe I do need an upgrade.
Maybe.
Number
That's the only
five.
Time maybe is worth it.
Maybe is worth
maybe
it.
Is
Number
worth
five,
it.
How much rest should you take in between sets when working out?
Okay, that's a great question.
There's
how
a
much
follow-up
rest
behind that
should
too.
You take in between sets when working out?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when you're trying to bulk up or gain weight and you're lifting heavy,
uh-huh.
You want to take a minute to a minute and a half between your sets.
Like 90 seconds.
You want to give your body, exactly, 90 seconds to give your body that time to rest. acclimate, take a drink, relax, get your form set for the next set, and go up in weight. When you're trying to lose weight or keep your heart rate up in more of a thermogenic standpoint, then you want to keep your rest times to 30 to 40 seconds.
I will die.
Well,
especially with the altitude here, there's not enough air.
Now, when you're doing a HIIT system, and we'll go into one step further.
I normally throw up.
A HIIT system is basically going to be like something like an Orange Theory or a super circuit, which we're going to be doing Saturdays, and we'll discuss that soon. Just a little bit of a preview, a little bit of a teaser here. We're going to be doing some Circuit Saturdays at Crunch in Greenwood Village here pretty soon in Denver. So we'll throw that out there. We're going to put some stuff on the Instagram page. Tasha's so awesome at doing that, so she'll be putting that up. But, so stand by for that. But
can't wait.
So when you're trying to lose weight or you're doing a HIIT system, your rest time is going to be between 5 and 10 seconds.
Wow.
Because you want that heart rate to go so high that you're really burning that VO2 max and you're really burning calories.
So when you're breathing, should you breathe a certain way?
Like you're breathing, you just want to really try to keep in check through the nose, out through the mouth, and really keep your breathing diligent, not holding your breath. And that's probably one of the biggest things that people do when they're weight training is they hold their breath.
That's
so
me.
What I say, and I think everyone can relate, and everyone's going to laugh when I say this, just remember, if you don't breathe, it's got to come out somewhere.
Oh, my God.
So it's either going to come out the ass end or it's going to come out the mouth and the nose. Exactly. So, and everyone that
you
has done a leg press,
yourself.
Everyone that's done a leg press, you know what I'm talking about. You don't breathe
God.
Right. You will fart in that damn leg press. And you better hope that nothing pops out of that little damn thing.
Oh, my God, Dave.
Because it's true. It's true. Air's got to go somewhere. So if you're holding your breath and you got your ass prone up in that seat,
tooted
it's the perfect situation that ass is going to blow air right out. And you better hope it's just air.
Oh, my God.
And if not, you better go change your drawers and leave because it's going to be a wet cleanup on aisle one
disgusting.
By the leg press.
You are
but it's
horrible.
True. And there's not one person that has not sharded or farted during a whatever.
You're no, I've thrown
lying.
Up.
You're
no,
lying.
I promise.
Tasha's lying.
I peed a little bit. I peed
exactly.
a little bit.
So that
but
would
I
happen.
I haven't sharded or had the Hershey's
now, here's a question for you. And
what?
It's funny you say that.
I swear I would tell you the truth.
Why do women laugh or sneeze and pee?
I don't know. I think some of us have weak bladders,
what
but you
got to
get your Kegel game up, girl.
But that's the thing.
You got to get
you gotta
the
do
the
yes nos in the
there.
Gym.
Yeah.
So everyone
you
knows
do
the
it?
Yes no. The abductor,
adductor.
You got to do yes nos in the gym. And guys, guess what? You got to do yes nos too.
What the hell does that mean?
That means you're in the abductor, the adductor, adductor. Yes no. You open up the legs, close the legs. So it's either going to be yes tonight or no
one.
Tonight.
But you know, I have a problem with that machine. They need to make it face the wall.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay.
I do agree because
you
got some creepers in the gym. And you got some weird ass people in the gym that, you got some people are creeping up on you when you're doing your thing. So,
yeah, for sure.
So don't do yes no's in the middle of the gym.
No yes no's.
Don't give nobody a shot without getting paid.
Oh, that's
you got to get paid
bad.
If you're going to show the stuff off.
And I know it was a fast five, but if you're taking breaks in between all the sets, right? Like you broke them down.
Right.
Is it okay? Should you sip your water? Should you gulp your water?
No, sip your water. Because again, it goes into that conversation we had before when you get the air in the stomach and then you have that bile going. So when you chug water in the gym, your stomach shrinks.
You're gonna shit yourself.
So when you get exactly,
you're gonna shit yourself.
Okay, either that or you're gonna have an air cloud out there.
Oh my god!
So therefore, that's why when you're in the gym and you smell some of that, that's everyone not breathing. So make sure you breathe because again, it's gotta go somewhere.
I don't want to pay for your stuff.
No.
So just, sip.
And that's
and
what I tell my clients, like, look, breathe because you're going to blow yourself right off that damn leg extension machine.
It's like, wait, they're outside.
Exactly. They propelled themselves literally right out the door.
I wanted to ask you this because I've always wondered, like, because I've heard of people saying, I got leg day. And then I'm like, well, what are you going to be doing tomorrow? Leg day. How long of a break should you take in between leg days?
Again, good
question.
Like,
that's because I love leg
day. It's going to be predicated on the person individually.
Okay.
But a staple is usually 24 to 48 hours to give your body a little bit of time to recover.
Right.
And
that makes
that's
sense.
Where the supplements do come in. So
to help out recovery.
We'll kind of tie those in when we talk
wait.
Next. Because then you can get into your MK677 SARMs and all that kind of stuff to help with the recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Glutamine, stuff like that. So, but the staple is usually 48 hours. Now, when you do a set, let's say you're doing chest and tries.
Okay.
Okay. So some people will break up body parts depending on how they're doing it. Let's say you do chest and tries on a Monday, and then you do something called a feeder workout after you're done with that. So let's say you're going to do legs on Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay. So guys, listen to this because this is really, really, really interesting to do.
He gives you some secrets.
Try this, okay? So let's say you do chest and tries on Monday, all right? And then you do something called a feeder workout after you're done with that. A feeder workout is going to be something that's going to pre-fatigue the muscle group for the next day you do it as a full workout. So that being said, if you do a leg workout on Tuesday and you do a feeder workout on Monday, the feeder workout would consist of doing three exercises for the legs, one hamstring, two quad, okay, and maybe one glute, high rep, nothing less than 20 to 25 reps for two sets to burn it out and pre-fatigue it. That's going to get it ready for the next day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then again, so let's say you do legs on Tuesday, it's already pre-fatigued from the feeder on Monday.
Yeah.
Then let's say you're going to do shoulders and let's say biceps on Wednesday.
Older
so then you would do a feeder shoulder, which would be some side laterals, front raises, rear pec deck, to get everything fired up and pre-fatigued so it's got blood flowing in there and it's ready to go for the next day.
This is why you need Dave to be your trainer. Come on to Colorado and come on down and see us at Crunch.
We do stuff online, so we'll get you hooked up. But yes, our home base is Crunch, Colorado, Greenwood Village. Shout out to them. That's our house, and we take good care of everyone. Come down, mention you heard us, and we will get you taken care of.
Of course, and then hopefully you can join our Saturday circuits because those are going to be lit right after the new year, after I've got my healing going. But we love you for listening again for another great edition of Big Dave's Power Half Hour. And we'll be back next week with another one. If you have any questions or anything you want us to discuss, be sure to email us at bigdavespowerhalfhour@gmail.com. Anything in closing?
Thanks again for everybody, for everything. Everyone have a great weekend. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you next week.
We love you guys.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKeon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.